This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. In many elections, incumbency assures re-election, but not always. In last month's Dallas County Democratic Party primary, three white male incumbent judges were forced into runoffs. Each faces a woman of color. Are male judges an endangered species in Dallas County, or are women just finally getting their shot? In the race to be judge in the 193rd Civil District Court, attorney Bridget Whitmore got the most votes in a crowded field of Democrats last month. She got 10,000 more votes than the incumbent Judge Carl Ginsburg and two other candidates, but not enough to win outright. Whitmore is black, Ginsburg is white. She's convinced the judge encouraged two white women to join the race to dilute the female vote.
Judge Ginsburg admitted to knowing these women and that he admitted that he talked about it with them. And so that's how I know for certain that it did, in fact, happen. It was offensive.
Ginsburg says he didn't recruit anyone. What's more, he says two vindictive lawyers whose case he ruled against got angry and recruited Whitmore to run against him.
That's just wrong. It is nothing shy of an assault on the independence of the judiciary. It's trying to bully and intimidate judges.
Ginsburg says the two other women candidates got in the race to stop that bullying and to preserve the independent judiciary. Whitmore says she wasn't recruited. She's running against Ginsburg because she says he's not that good. In last month's election, she got 10,000 more votes than he did. Carol Donovan chairs the Dallas County Democratic Party.
It is very difficult for white Anglo-Saxon males in the Democratic primary, and I think people have found them to be vulnerable.
As a result, some wonder if male incumbents in Dallas County might be an endangered species.
In Dallas County, women cast 58% of votes to 42 for men. If men don't step up in their numbers and vote at the same rates that women do, they deserve to be an endangered species.
Cal Gilson is a political science professor at Southern Methodist University. He says candidates like Ginsburg are nervous about losing their jobs for good reason.
No one should be surprised that female voters, who often had to choose among male candidates historically, are thrilled to have female candidates to select, and they're going to look to see whether they're qualified. But if they take them to be qualified, they're going to vote for them.
Men certainly hold high-profile positions in Dallas County, in Commissioner's Court, for example, and many other courts. Women, though, have made significant inroads as well, including the district attorneys and sheriff's offices. These days, more women than men are judges in the county's criminal, family, juvenile, and probate courts. Carol Donovan worries about some Dallas County incumbent judges.
It's a bad thing if it turns out that judge is great, and we have a lot of really great incumbent judges. I am worried because there's a lot of really good incumbent judges that are facing inexperienced candidates, some of whom have never even practiced the type of law that that court does.
In the race of the 193rd Civil District Court, Carl Ginsburg is not accusing Bridget Whitmore of inexperience per se. He says she lacks civil law knowledge because she's a family lawyer, not a civil law attorney.
Well, of course she's qualified. And I've never said she's not qualified. But the issue in a case like that is who is more qualified. And the record is hands down that I'm more qualified.
Whitmore disagrees, citing years of experience in both civil and family law.
Probably going into this, I will have had more experience than Judge Ginsburg. I could very well go through his cases prior to him getting on the bench, but I haven't brought up the fact that he had a lot of family law cases himself.
There are two other judicial primary runoffs in Dallas County featuring white male incumbents facing women of color. Another judicial runoff only features women. Because the county has broadly voted Democratic for a decade, the winners in these runoffs will likely become the next sitting judges. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.